In Nairobi, Kenya, you will notice that one in every five cars on the roads is emitting black soot that burns your eyes and leaves you gasping for air when it goes past. Vehicles are normally fitted with a device that reduces emissions of carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxide and hydrocarbons. The devices, which are made from rare metals, are removed and recycled, benefiting Nairobi youth economically. If dumped in landfills, these metals would be toxic to the environment. But removing them is contributing to air pollution, as the majority of second-hand vehicles in Nairobi continue to be used without any emission control device. Correspondent Sophie Mogwa has the story from Nairobi.
Mafra Kangede is the owner of the Kangede wa Mafra Motor Garage in Parklands, Nairobi. Armed with a hammer and wearing protective eye gear, gloves and a navy blue overall, he prepares to work on the second-hand Toyota Fielder, which has just pulled into his garage. The car's exhaust pipe has a catalytic converter locally known as a Mafra. The owner wants the converter removed. The procedure is believed to improve the vehicle's performance.
Every imported second-hand car has a Mafra. So, all we do is open the exhaust, remove and sell them. You must understand that they block the car engine, preventing the vehicle from going uphill or changing gears. When you remove them, the car's performance improves. A diesel car has a sensor, so we replace the Mafra with an emulator to ensure the system feels like it has everything it needs to function. If you don't remove the Mafra, the car will produce soot.
Kangede removes the Mafra for free and compensates the car owner. He makes his profit by selling the catalytic converter later. He is anticipating other customers later today. For now, he piles the converters carefully on a green bag. Someone will come pick them up. Philip Othiombo, an engineering supervisor at Isuzu East Africa, says removing the catalytic converter that Kangede refers to as a Mafra is allowing vehicles in Kenya to pollute more.
These emission control devices are fitted into the vehicle and are connected to the electronic control module for a vehicle. Ideally, the ECU is programmed so that when a vehicle having these devices is not meeting the set requirement, then the ECU should prompt you to either service your emission control devices so that you comply by the set regulations for the emissions.
But Kenya lacks any vehicle emissions regulations. Here's Philip Onyango again.
Being that there's no regulation in Kenya on emissions, then people still feel they have leeway to get rid of these devices and just remain in the status quo as it is. People don't want to service these emission control devices. Number two, they don't have enough expertise to service the emission control devices. Number three, they find it an extra cost. So they prefer removing these control devices and then just putting a silencer, which taps from the exhaust manifolds, just lets the exhausts come out naturally without any emission control device.
The devices are made of rare metals such as rhodium, palladium and platinum. When no longer in use, the minerals are extracted and sold in the market again. Robert Nditika, a 34-year-old father of two, is here to pick up what Kangede has gathered for the day. The two warmly shake hands, exchange a conversation that leads to a hearty laugh, but quickly the tone changes to business. A green bag is weighed and handed over to Nditika. Cash changes hands and goodbyes are said. For each kilogram of this precious catalytic converter, Nditika will earn 3,000 Kenya shillings.
At the mechanics, you find vehicles blocked because their exhausts have blocked. So the majority of mechanics throw those things away. But we ask the mechanics not to throw them away, but give them to us. We sell them to make a living. Normally, we give them some little money, at times about 500 shillings per kilogram.
Kg. Ditika is among 120 agents employed by Simonet Kenya Limited to collect catalytic converters and other assorted e-waste within East Africa. The company has been exporting to Japan, where the minerals are mined on their behalf before selling them in the market. Anthony Siameto, one of the Simonet Kenya Limited directors, explains why.
From the catalyst, that's what we're calling mufflers, yeah? We have the platinum, palladium, rhodium. They're the main things you're looking for there. It's a trust business. We pay those companies to recycle for us. In Africa, although South Africa is coming up with a plant, we don't have a plant license to recycle e-waste. They are very toxic to recycle, both human and environment. We buy like from 3,000 per kg and send them to Japan. At least I can send like 700 kgs in 2 months or something like that.
The International Council on Clean Transportation says that the transport sector accounts for at least 22% of all global carbon dioxide emissions. In Africa, 40% of these emissions are accredited to the transport industry. Kenya has committed to reduce her carbon emissions by 30% by 2030. In addition to a policy to curb vehicle emissions, the government has adopted cleaner fuels with a lower sulfur content. However, Philip Odhiambo believes the country also needs to address the scrapping of old.
You're coming up with an automotive policy, and emissions is key in it. So we need to also, as a country, have a conversation with ourselves on how to manage end-of-life of vehicles. Because we've got very many old vehicles on the road, which increasing pollution, but no one wants to address how to scrap the vehicle.
For now, more cars in Nairobi continue releasing as much soot as possible, adding to the already high levels of air pollution. As for Kngethe, it is business as usual. He believes removing these devices powers the car and does not in any way connect the rising air pollution or number of smoking cars in the city.
What I know for now is that the vehicles don't produce soot after we remove the MAFRAs. If you remove it, the vehicle cannot smoke. It would if the rings or turbo are faulty or the oil is contaminated. But it cannot emit soot as a result of the MAFRA being removed. In fact, it boosts the car's performance. You see, there's normal soot that doesn't burn your eyes. That's what the vehicle emits.
Sophie Mbogwa for Radio France International in Nairobi.